Time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams. One stop not to go to find out just some of the things that are going on in our area on air. But if you go online to ruralintelligence.com, well, you'll find a plethora of information, a chronological calendar of coming events, great stories, what's coming up, what's been going on, and also articles on pictures on what's going on. And as we always do, we welcome in Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
Good morning, Marshall. It's a bit brighter and earlier, as it were, this morning than it was yesterday morning, given the change in the time last night. But I'm pleased to be with you.
All right. Well, we will start off with that weird oddity where 1 week turns into two. It's the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week coming up March 11th through March 24th.
I know, it's really Hudson Valley Restaurant 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Starts on March the 11th, as you say, and runs through March the 24th. But it is, I guess if 1 week is good, then 2 weeks is better, because it really allows you to try out some more new restaurants to dine at. Or you can, of course, go back to your old favorite spots a couple of more times. This spring, there are just under 200 participating restaurants in the Hudson Valley. Not all of them, of course, in exactly our area, but a lot of them are. And this year, the three-course prefixed lunch comes in at $22.95. And then the dinner is going to be a bit more expensive. It's $32.95. But really, it is worthwhile checking out all the specials in the Columbia and Dutchess County area. There are some really great restaurants and really great prices, and you get to sort of have these prefix menus. So it is an easy way of really enjoying yourself at a reasonable price.
All right, we move on from there. Let's go to Hudson, New York.
Well, yeah, I saw this at Olana State Historic Site, and it's starting on Tuesday, March the 12th, and it's going to be going actually on through the next 9 or 10 weeks. They are starting a new program called Young at Heart. It's a series of art-making courses, so it's not just one. We're just going to mention one that they're doing. But they're all specifically geared to adults of 55 years and older. And the first is a 9-week memoir course that is all about teaching narrative storytelling techniques. And the whole idea is at the end of it, you will be able to craft a memoir essay. And that really caught my attention. So I think it's great that Olana is doing this. It's lovely. It's just down the street from Hudson, as you say, so you can pop in there easily. It's wonderful that they're starting these courses that will go over the next summer as well. So check that out. It's called Young at Heart, and it's at the Olana State Historic Site, and it's starting on Tuesday, March the 12th.
Let's go up to always historic Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, this is something that chamber music fans are going to love, because the Verona Quartet is coming to Williams College in Williamstown. The Visiting Artists series presents the Verona Quartet. Now, they were the winners of the 2015 Concert Artists Guild competition. They really are a group of young and experienced chamber music artists. They've really gained a reputation as one of the most compelling young quartets in chamber music today. So that will be really popular if you're a chamber music fan. It starts at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, March the 12th, up in Williams College. And check out the exact location on Rural Intelligence for all the details.
We'll move on to Rhinebeck. Upstate Films presents a new classic.
Yeah, I spotted this, and I thought it was important to mention, because Upstate Films on Wednesday are showing Roma. Now, I know, it's just won all the Oscars, and it's won the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival and all the things like that. And you can actually see it on Netflix. But everyone who's talked about it has talked about the cinematography and how absolutely spectacular it is on a large screen. So I thought I'd mention that it's well worth thinking about going to Upstate Films on Wednesday, March the 13th. and checking out the film on, as I say, a full-size screen. So that's the Wednesday, the 13th at 8 o'clock in the evening at Upstate Films.
Well, we'll stay in Rhinebeck for March 15th through Sunday, March 24th, the Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck.
Yeah, I spotted this, and of course, I love the film, but I see that they are making this book, which turned into a film, actually is now a play as well, and it's really great. So the Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck is presenting The Dresser. It's a Ronald Harwood play. It focuses on a great Shakespearean actor now in the last days of his career, and his dresser, who is loyal and, frankly, a sad figure, having given up his own career to care for his aging employer. It's all set in World War II England. It's loosely based on the life of the really great British actor Sir Donald Wolfit. But I remember it from the film, which starred Albert Finney, Tom Courtney, and Edward Fox. And it really is a great play. So it's starting, they're starting on Friday, March the 15th. And it runs through Sunday, March the 24th. So you will have to check out the exact times on their website. And you can get there via Rural Intelligence.
All right. So that is our weekend in Rhinebeck, and actually a couple of weeks in Rhinebeck. From Rhinebeck, New York, on March 16th, let's move in to Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I would do this course if there wasn't for one problem, and I'll mention it at the end. So Berkshire Botanical Garden are having a full one-day, all-day program designed for people who have never been beekeepers before to become beekeepers. It's called An Introduction to Backyard Beekeeping. The topics include sort of pretty much everything, honeybee biology, all the equipment you need, how to install the hive, the way you manage pests, and also how to harvest the wax and the honey and all the hive management issues you need to go through as the seasons approach. And by the way, there will be a hands-on demonstration of installing a hive, but that will come at a later date when the actual bees arrive, I guess, in the mail. I would love to do this. I would love to have backyard bees. But the problem we've got is that we have a lot of bears where I am. And frankly, managing the issues of bears wandering around in your backyard is a bit worrying. So I'm not going to go. But I think it sounds like a really fascinating thing to do.
All right, from bears and beekeeping, actually, just from beekeeping, let's move on into Lenox, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary on Saturday, March the 16th, is having another opportunity to learn how to recognize shrubs and winter plants when they don't have their foliage on, so trees and shrubs and whatever it is. It's called the Bare Naked Beauty, Woody Plants in Winter. Starts at 9:30 on Saturday, March the 16th, so you spend some time in the classroom and then go out on a field guide, and you take a hike and you test your identification skills, so which I think is really useful. So that's on Saturday the 16th at 9:30.
I'm sorry to say that the only time I hear the word shrubs and I think of Monty Python in Search of the Holy Grail, bring us some shrubbery. All right. Hillsdale, New York, at 11 o'clock on the 16th.
Yes. It's interesting that more and more people are going to cooking classes of one sort or another. And the HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale is having a really interesting class on Saturday, March the 16th. And the interesting thing is about the classes they're doing, they're going more and more further afield. You know, it used to be that you'd go for lessons on American or French cooking or maybe Italian cooking, something like that. Well, they're getting to do more Chinese. And this week, it's a course on making South Indian dosa, which are a fermented, you have to ferment the rice and cook it and add it to a sort of a black bean crepe, I guess is one way and another. The class is being held with Suresh Pillai and Carrie Dashow of Atina Foods in Catskill. So some people will know of these people. And I think it'll be really interesting. I've never made dosa. I think I could definitely really enjoy it. So check that out. You'll have to sign up in advance for the class because it will be popular. But it starts at 11 o'clock on Saturday, March the 16th in Hillsdale at HGS Home Chef.
You'll get your dosa of dosa. All right. I'm just full of these today. This is a terrible thing. On the 16th, it's off to Great Barrington we go, the Berkshire Growers Indoor Farmers Market.
Yes, well, there we were in India making dosa a second ago, and we're now back with our feet firmly on the ground in Great Barrington at the Monument Valley Middle School because the Berkshire Grown Indoor Farmers Market continues another week. Starts at 10 o'clock, runs till 2 o'clock, and of course it's your opportunity to grow for to shop for really locally grown and produce foods and gifts, local fruits and vegetables, cheeses, meats, breads. Yarn actually is another big thing as well. And of course, they're going to have live music. There'll be lots of food available for lunch there as well. So take the family, enjoy your lunch there, pick up some food for the week. And by the way, they've just announced an additional indoor market late in April as well. And of course, we'll give you a heads up on that nearer the time. Yeah, so that's Saturday, the March the 16th at Monument Valley Middle School. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, on the 16th at 1 o'clock at Red Hook, New York, frugal gardening the topic.
Yeah, we've mentioned these talks before, but it's well worth repeating that Victoria Rolfe, who's a very active master gardener volunteer at the Cornell Economic Development in Dutchess County, is going to be giving another talk. Now, she is an experienced frugal gardener. And she is this week is going to be on the class on growing successful vegetable gardens, which is incredibly practical. And she's also talking about how you focus on transferring the plants outside and getting the garden ready for spring. So that's at 1 o'clock at the Red Hook Library on Saturday, March the 16th. And as I say, it's called Frugal Gardening, Getting Started Outside.
Our next event is always a great fun event in Sharon, Connecticut at Sharon Audubon. It's their Maple Fest and Bake Sale on the 16th.
Yes, I can't believe that the maple syrups may be running soon. Alderman Sharon is really on top of this. They have their big Maple Fest, as you say. It's on Saturday, March the 16th, starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. First of all, you can go and there's a guided sort of 45-minute tour or so, which takes visitors all the way through the center's sugaring operation. So it includes a working sugar house, and on top of that, there's a recreation of Native American and early colonial sugaring methods. So that's interesting. Then, as you say, there's an opportunity to purchase all sorts of homemade maple baked goods and coffees. So the thing that my wife loves most is the maple candy and maple ice cream and sugars as well. So really fascinating stuff. Lots of syrup to buy as well. So it starts at 11 o'clock in Sharon on March the 16th.
We move on to Chatham, New York, Parsons Dance Residency.
Yeah, you know, the Rural Intelligence Robin Hood area is really becoming a center for dance. We've always had Jacob's Pillow and Cat's Barn, but more recently they've added the lumber yard in Catskill just over the river. But now there's another great location and facility for presenting dance, and that's the Black Box Theatre at PS 21. On March the 16th, Parsons Dance is going to be presented. They've been there for a residency, and they're going to be partnering with a French technology artist called Ben Cooperberg. And they're exploring the future of humans and machines, as they put it, as our worlds slowly combine. And it is really amazing because what they've done is the artistic director, David Parsons, has paired dancers with flying drones in this new performance. So you go along, you get a chance to see what they've actually developed as a dance between men and machines, or between people and machines. And then after the demonstration, the technical supervisor of the show We'll actually also talk about how they took this whole show from the sketch pad to real quadcopter robots flying on stage. So it sounds really absolutely fascinating. Great fun. Parsons Dance is a lovely, lovely company as well. So that's on Saturday, March the 16th in Chatham at PS21, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
We move to the friendly confines of Salisbury, Connecticut, and we're going to go from a bird watcher to birder.
Yes. The Catherine Schneider has published this new book called Birding in the Hudson Valley, and she is going to be talking at the Scoville Library on March the 16th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And she provides all sorts of tips and guidance and encouragement for bird enthusiasts of all skill levels, so it's not just sort of expert birders. And also she talks about how you can encourage birds into your backyards as well with the bird feeders and all those type of things. So that's Scoville Library, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, March the 16th.
Pardon me, back into Massachusetts we go. West Stockbridge, that is. That is the Six Depot.
Six Depot Roastery and Cafe is really known for its coffees. But on Saturday the 16th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're having a mindfulness tea tasting. And one of the teas they're tasting is a very rare Pura tea from Yunnan, China, which has actually got all sorts of health benefits as well. So you might want to check it out. It's always interesting learning about these new things. It's at 4 o'clock on Saturday the 16th, as I say, at 6 Depot Roastery and Cafe there in West Stockbridge.
Nothing like a little murder and mayhem to make your day on the 16th in Claverick.
Yeah, we're taking a bit of a tour all over the area. Andrew Amalex has published a book recently of true local crime stories. It's called Murder and Mayhem in the Hudson Valley. And frankly, I think it's great that people are writing these sort of local stories. And it's lovely that he's done that and is really helping to promote his book a lot. And on Saturday the 16th, he's going to be at Claverack in the Claverack Library at 4 o'clock, and he's going to be talking about it. He'll be signing the books afterwards. Of course, there will be refreshments. You'll have a chance to meet him as well. So do go along, buy a copy of the book. It'll really keep you by the sitting by the side of the fire reading the book and keep you going until the warmer weather comes as well. So that's Claverack Library at 4 o'clock on the 16th.
Over to Torrington, Connecticut on the 16th. Come and see, come and hear.
Yes, come and see, come and hear with Daniel Lee. This is the Maxwell Shepherd Memorial Arts Fund is presenting this concert by Daniel Lee at the Five Points Gallery in Torrington. The reason I've sort of focused on this is that he is actually playing some really interesting instruments, which I don't really know very well. He's got two instruments, the violino piccolo and the violino cello da spalla that he'll be playing. So absolutely fascinating. So if you're in Torrington or you're making your way over to Torrington, it's well worth doing it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to the Five Points Gallery and checking out this concert.
Over to Millbrook, New York, we go on the 16th, Adult Fairy Tales and Irish Fair.
Yeah, well, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and I had to mention at least one event involved in it. And Millbrook's Charlotte's Restaurant is having a traditional St. Patrick's Day dinner, all sorts of Irish drinks. The menu includes corned beef and cabbage, mulligan stew, shepherd's pie, all sorts of things like that. And then on top of that, they're going to have a whole series of authentic Irish fairy tales told by Jonathan Crook. So do check that out in Millbrook on Saturday, March the 16th. Starts, obviously, the dinner service starts at 6 o'clock. You may well need to make a reservation to make sure that you've got your Irish stew in place as well. It sounds great fun on the 16th there.
In Poughkeepsie on the 16th, the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center Spring Gala.
Yeah, they're in Poughkeepsie at the Grandview. We've talked about them in the past. It's their 12th annual gala. It's called We Are Family. and it's a big event. There's cocktails, dinner, there's a big silent and live auction, all sorts of dancing. So check out the LGBTQ Spring Gala on Saturday, March the 16th.
We'll move on from Poughkeepsie. Let's go to Red Hook, New York on March 16th.
Yep, I spotted this. It looks absolutely fascinating, and because you will have, it's a great concert, but you'll learn a lot as well. So Bard College in Red Hook is hosting the Trinidadian trumpeter Etienne Charles, and he's going to lead a concert which features a Jamaican vocalist called Chanel Johns. And then what they're going to do is explore the styles of mento, ska, reggae, rocksteady, dub, and all their various sort of contemporary influences that have affected them as well. So it really is an opportunity to learn a lot. They also demonstrate the flow of Jamaican influence on today's global sounds of blues, jazz, and pop. So great fun, an opportunity to enjoy a fun concert, but also learn something as well. So that starts at 7:30 at Bard College on Saturday the 16th.
On March the 17th, a good friend and local resident and expert, Tom Ingersoll, teaming up with Drew Bruner, talking trees in Spencertown.
Yes, yeah, I spotted this. And, of course, we know Tom Ingersoll as well, very well at Rural Intelligence, because about a year ago or so, he had his third album released, and he had a big concert at the Mahawi last April as well to do that. So he describes himself as a musician with a day job, and his day job is he's an arborist. As you say, he'll be at the Spencertown Academy Arts Center at 2:00 on Sunday, March the 17th, for one of their Conversations with Neighbor series. They're going to be talking about all sorts of tree planting, pruning techniques, how to look after trees, particularly after this rough winter one way and another. I think it will be useful for people in all three areas, you know, whether it's New York, Massachusetts, or Connecticut as well. I think it will be relevant for everyone. So that's David Drew Brunner and Tom Ingersoll at 2:00 at the Spencertown Academy Arts Center on Sunday.
And on March 17th, it's time to head to Pittsfield, Massachusetts for another chamber choir.
Yeah, the Zion Lutheran Church Sanctuary has been recently renovated. And so there are two really good reasons to go there at 3:00 on Sunday. One, to see this recent renovation, and also to listen to the Cantilena Chamber Choir, because they have a concert on which is called Cool Sounds a Cappella. And it sounds like it's going to be a great fun concert. There's going to be music from Cuba. They've done all sorts of sophisticated arrangements of Billy Joel's music as well. There's going to be a tribute to Stephen Sondheim with music from Company and Sunday in the Park with George. So it will be a really fun concert. And check it out. That's at the Zion Lutheran Church Sanctuary in Pittsfield at 3:00 on Sunday afternoon.
Well, we'll wrap things up, I guess, in Kent, Connecticut with the Kent Singers.
Yeah, it's always good fun to listen to the Kent Singers, and they're going to be in St. Andrew's Church on Sunday, March the 17th at 4:00 in the afternoon. That's a program of contemporary works along with some Anglican classics and some arrangements of popular songs as well. They have two sopranos who are going to be soloing. It's all conducted as usual by the music director, James Knox Sutterfield. So check it out Sunday afternoon down there in Kent at St. Andrew's Church. Starts at 4:00 in the afternoon.
And as we always remind you, this is just a fraction, a slice of what you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. And it's there 24 hours a day. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Looking forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.